Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO Medford. Hey, look at that. It's just about 9:01. Here it goes in the morning. Mike on the mic this morning. Not hungover at all. So don't even go there, because I'm not. Right, Phil? I mean, you're gonna, you know.
I'll back him up. He looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad this isn't TV. Had such a good time last night. I can't remember most of it. So you know it was good. But yeah, here we are. And it is, believe it or not, it is November. It is November 4th. My brother's birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Hey, happy birthday.
He's 2 years younger than me, which isn't young at all, because we're both really old. but today, you heard that voice. That's Phil Wilcox.
How's it going, everybody?
He is one of the Tres Gatos, Three Cats, over at JP's Best Music and Store and Help.
Tapas Restaurant, Wine Bar, Record Store, Bookstore, Music Venue. A lot of hats.
A lot of good things. And we had a request, actually, to play a cool cat song, too. So we're going to... I'm going to do that. It's Ben Lowengard. He doesn't mess around. Yeah, it's great. So for the first hour, we're going to do all freeform from anywhere and everywhere. And in the second hour, you, and I'm pointing at you, you have an 8-song set.
I do. Black Friday, Record Store Days, Black Friday.
Yeah.
First of all, put the associations, the terrible Black Friday, people stomping on each other for Elmo dolls, like out of your head. Record Store Day, the coolest organization in the world.
You guys are civilized.
Yeah, exactly.
Cup of coffee.
Well, as civilized as record, you know, obsessives can get when there's only one copy.
Just go
of
with
the
it.
Record
I'm trying to
left.
Help you.
But Record Store Day, one of the coolest organizations in the world, is putting out just over 100 special releases on Black Friday. We're going to be opening up at 9 a.m. There'll be free pastries from our pastry chef. There'll be a sale all over the store, but it's a great opportunity to get out of your house or get out of somebody else's house if you're a guest for Thanksgiving.
Okay,
it's a hard out.
Yeah, it is.
I would love to help you guys clean, but I got to go support this cool local business and do some Christmas shopping.
Yep.
And if you are hosting Thanksgiving, it's a great way of getting your family out so that you can finally just chill out and binge watch some Netflix. You know?
And maybe get some of those dishes out of the sink.
Exactly.
And not be bothered by everybody.
And, you know, instead of just being like, go play in the park for 4 hours, it's go and do some shopping, have some pastries, and meet other cool music nerds just like yourself. That's the most important part.
So this is on Friday, November 24th this year, right?
Yes. Yeah. The 24th. It's coming right up.
What time does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. sharp.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned coffee, because I know that
we're going to have a lot of coffee.
And you're going to get you offer people coffee. And
yeah, so it's free coffee. Our pastry chef, Allison West, who is like a magician, she's an alchemist, is going to be making cookies and brownies and Danish. So there'll be tons of food. And yeah, it's just really fun. It's just a chance to hang out and listen to some new music with people. And all the songs I'm going to be playing next hour in that set are from special release records that are coming out on the 24th.
I don't know how you picked just eight.
It's hot, and you know, they keep adding stuff. So
yeah.
In the last week, Third Man Records, Jack White's label, announced that they're putting out a U2 club single, like a club long 12-inch, which I didn't have time to add to that set. But every week they're announcing new stuff.
All right, and we haven't talked about the most exciting thing yet either.
Thor.
No, you are actually one of WMFO's newest DJs.
It's true.
Yeah.
To anybody listening to this who says, I need more of this guy, well, you have your chance Monday morning at 3 a.m.
Oh, you had to stay with that one?
Yeah, well, for now.
Right.
We're going to see. We're going to see how long my girlfriend puts up with it.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, when I started, we were a duo, me and Vin, who's now on at 4 every Saturday, with acoustic ceiling, by the way, 4 to 5. We started, I think, 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago at 6 a.m., and we had 6 to 7, stayed there for a while, and now we've split up because we do different things, and I have 9 to 11.
Well, and you guys both got the key, like the key slots.
Yeah, yeah.
I think 9 a.m. Saturday morning, that's a
great.
Good slot.
It's great. And you'll get there as well.
I'm going to pay my dues. I'm going to do my Monday morning show. The show is called Rhythm and Muse, and it is going to be mainly 60s garage rock and soul, but there'll be a ton of random stuff, too.
I like the random.
If I feel like playing Amy Grant, I'm going to play Amy Grant.
Okay. this is recorded, you know, so you're... All right.
I'm being held to that.
Yeah. So maybe that wasn't the most exciting thing, because November, do you know what November is here at WMFO?
I don't.
It is Donation Month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Every year, we ask all of you listeners to help us to keep this thing going. I mean, we have to keep this equipment going on. We have to make sure that we have new records coming in and everything that we need to do. So once a month, every year, we ask you just to help with donations. So you'll probably hear more about that. We've got some really cool donation PSAs, oh boy, to play. But if you like listening to WMFO, and even if you just listen to me, that's funny. Every Saturday, that'd be great. You know, if you can help out. So we'll tell you more about that and how to do that. And when you do, you get some really, really cool swag.
Like, oh, love swag.
Yeah, like whenever I always donate, and they have like mugs and shirts and tote bags and all kinds of good stuff. If you go to WMFO.org, you can see what's there, and it's really nice stuff.
How much do they have to donate to get a personalized Mike Newman in their house DJ set?
That's just priceless. All right. So, hey, listen. So let's start with the new noise in this first set. A couple of years ago, probably like 2011, I was board hopping at another radio station, and this local band called the McLovins came in. Love the name, right? And they were really cool. And I played them a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, they have a new record coming out, and I got to check that out. That's right. You know where I'm going. I did. So McLovin's have a brand new record out, and the advance single is called Anxious. And it's going to sound like, Phil, you know, because you're a new DJ and you're watching me. This is going to sound like I messed up because it comes in really weird, but I didn't mess up. Anyway, great track from
I believe you.
Great track. Well, look, yeah, hangovers make you whatever. So, all right, this is called Anxious, brand new single from the great McLovin's here at WMFO, Medford. Really, I didn't push the button.
That's why we need your donations. We got to keep that button.
Say WMFO, Medford.
WMFO, Medford.
Yeah. I don't know many listen to you. I will make my opinions clear and true. He could say, she could say, it's nowhere near clear. We'll be right back.
we walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss all together wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other.
Call for yourself. Some metal-tempered engine on an alien distant shore. So you're left to find a better reason than the one we are living for. And it's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way you're stretched out on the floor. Cause I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to lick my sores? And you should know that's true. I came for you, you. I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, you. I came for you. Life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners won my electric surgery.
Has moved away. You must face yourself and you must say, I remember better days. Don't you cry, 'cause she is gone. She is only moving on, chasing mirrors through a haze.
Thank you. this is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Like a cat sound, like a meow or something, but how lame would it sound if I were to do that?
I think it'd sound pretty sexy.
No, you don't. I'm Mike, by the way. Hi, Mike on the mic here until 11, along with Phil Wilcox. What's going on, Phil?
I'm having a ball. That was a great song.
It was cool. That was a request. I love requests, you know? It's awesome. That was Ben Lowengard, who doesn't mess around. Thank you, Ben. Three Cool Cats. Lots of different versions of that. That was by the Coasters. That is one of the options you gave me, Ben. So it loved it. And, of course, that goes right along with Tres Gatos.
I've been working at Tres Gatos for 6 years. I had no idea that song existed. I'm going to come in today. I'm going to post it up on our social media. And I promise I'll give you credit.
That was really, really nice. Ben Lowengard credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Graham Nash, before that, was yet another request for our friend Carlos Mone, who has such a great grasp of just music. That was from a 2008 effort called Songs for Beginners. Graham Nash and Better Days. That was really, really nice. I didn't know that, neither did you.
No, it's beautiful.
It was really, really, really good. And Phil, I played this for you. Springsteen, the new Dylan.
Thank you. Yeah, yep. The new Dylan. The new Van Morrison. He's finally here.
Yeah. Greetings from Asbury Park was that one. Of course, The Motels from the great 1982 record, Only the Lonely. That was the title track. And Mick Lovin's, as I said at the beginning of the set, brand new single from those guys called Anxious. Love the McLovin's.
And that was a good set. That was a solid set.
Yeah. I should be tired like this all the time.
You're
really good.
You're shining.
Hey, so listen, we talked about that it's a donation month in November, and I promise there's some really cool stuff to play. So I thought I'd play this little donation PSA for you right now. How's that sound, Phil?
Let's do it.
All right.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah, all right, so that's very important to us here. We come here year after year, and we just love playing music for you. And in order to help us continue, like I said, there's a lot of equipment here that needs to be kept up. In fact, we need a board for the board, that kind of thing, and whatever. And also, we're now able to do some live broadcasts because of your help. We got that equipment, so all of that helps so much. So if you can please go to WMFO.org. If you'd like to, tell them you heard it here on Mike on the Mic. That'd be nice. And just give whatever you can. You'll see a list of all the swag you can get. And very excited. Love Donation Month.
What's that for me?
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say. Hey,
no, I was just gonna say, you know, you listen to the radio and you don't know everything that goes into it. But after having done this a couple times, I mean, there's so much cool equipment here. There's so many amazing records, and you know, I mean, donations are how it all happens, and it's a very high tech operation.
Yep.
And Mike looks like Jimmy Iovine from that Dr. Dre HBO documentary back here, sitting at the board.
That's exactly what I look like. All right, so 9:28 in the morning, new set means new noise. And Big Head Todd and the Monsters, one of our perennial favorites here, has a new effort. And the record is called New World Horizon. It's new this year. And this is a pretty cool track called Wipeout Turn. New noise here at WMFO Medford.
Desperate school. all around. I wanna dig into my guitar, bend the blues riff that hangs over everything.
I'm by myself and it's daytime, cause down under, oh, wherever it is I live when it's evening. You know I speed read the morning news and come up with my own little song. To a beautiful morning where the trees are all wagging, my head flag waving, the scenery raging, my love flock cascading, and the smog hangs over everything.
When I'm outside in a real good mood, you could almost forget about all the other things, like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. I inhabitate a high-pitched ring over things, so these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too, and I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels over everything.
there's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Baby, thinking of me.
on the mic and Mike in the guest seat now because he's unwisely letting me take over
we
here.
We switched.
That was The Zombies with Care of Cell 44 from Odyssey and Oracle, one of the coolest records of all time. Before that was the Dave Clark 5, Catch Us If You Can. And before that, Playing Tonight, someplace in Boston. I don't remember where, do you?
Who?
Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile from their new album where they teamed up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going except me.
Everybody is going. My entire work's going. We got a skeleton crew because everybody's going to the show. I wish I was going. I want to say it's at a Gannis Arena, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, WMFO in Medford,
yep.
Playing all the hits.
Was that all the songs we played in that last set?
Well, there was Big Head Todd and the Monsters' new one, Wipeout Turn, before that.
That was pretty cool, and that started the set.
That did start the set.
Yep, so that was all Phil running the board, picking the songs, everything.
Oh, boy.
And if you're a night owl and you want to hear more of Phil, he'll be on 3 a.m. this coming Monday.
If you're working overnights, if you're a cop walking the beat, if you're a
criminal.
If you're a criminal up to no good out there on the streets. If you're I'm assuming more likely somebody who's studying and up all night,
mm-hmm.
All I can promise is I'm going to play stuff that's loud and fast and it's going to keep you awake.
There you go. All right, so we're going to start a new set. We have some new noise. Are you going to cough again?
I was going to.
It's not like it's annoying. No, you always have to cough when the mic's on.
I'm turning all the way around.
All right, so I'll tell you what. Why don't I read a PSA?
He was coughing before. He's calling me out on it.
I was.
He waits till the mic's off.
I'm a jerk. Okay, so I'm going to read this PSA, and then we got some new noise, and Phil, you can announce it and everything at that point. All right, I never read PSA, so this is going to be bad. Big Brothers and Big Sisters PSA. Be a Big Brothers, Big Sisters volunteer, and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister, age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, call 888-412-BIGS. Or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
That was great.
All right.
You sure you don't do that all the time?
No. I usually play.
I got a lot to learn.
Yeah. All right, so we want to do some new noise. We got it all queued up, and Phil's going to take care of that.
All right, this is Father John Misty,
yeah.
The controversial and iconoclastic Father John Misty.
That's right.
Doing Ballad of a Dying Man off of Pure Comedy. It's his new album.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hipster millennial Randy Newman, and we love it, and here it goes.
It's WMFO. Medford. Clickety button.
It's not. I'm clicking it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, you see what happens, guys? There it is.
The dying man wonders to himself. His commentary been more lucid than anybody else. And had he successfully beaten back the rising tide of idiots, dilettantes, and fools, on his watch while he was alive. Lord, just a little more time. Oh, in no time, and all this will be the dearest still past. The dying man, once I'm in the box, just think of all the overrated hacks running amok, and all of the pretentious, ignorant voices that will go unchecked, the homophobes, hipsters, and 1%, the false
mass famine is he'd manage to detect. Oh, who will critique them once he's left? Oh, in no time at all, this will be the distant past. What he'd give for one more day to rate and analyze the world made in his image as of yet to realize. Eventually the dying man takes his final breath, but first checks his newsfeed to see what he's about to miss. It occurs to him a little late in the game, we leave as clueless as we came, from the rented heavens to the shadows in the cave. I'll be wrong someday.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.